This is God's covenant church, the church of God established in Jesus' name. And it is a highway to heaven. And I'm so glad I'm on the path of righteousness, staying in the kingdom by keeping his commandments. So glad to be here another Sabbath day, thanking God for our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Thank God. Every night in the School of Wisdom, we're going to talk about savoring the things that be of God. We're going to yet talk about the things we give to God in exchange for our souls. We're going to go to Matthew's 16 and 21. Thank God. Thank God. We're here to please God. We're here striving to keep his commandments. The world don't believe you can live for God and not sin. But that's what God is calling for. That's the things that are savory to God. Matthew's 16 and 21, Deacon Franny is got a little cold, and we don't want her to sound like a frog over airwaves, so we're going to have our Deacon Phoenix read. Matthew 16, 21. What does it say?
From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day.
Now, from that time forth, Jesus, the leader, letting the followers know what he's going to go through. And he's also being an example. Because when you come to God, you're going to always suffer many things of these preachers, elders, that means in our families, ones that's been around a little longer than us. Maybe some of them been a member of these Baptist churches for 40 years. Chief priests. And we're gonna suffer many things from them because they don't know God. Chief priests, scribes, and be killed. He was letting us know, just like he, we gotta die. Let's go to St. John 16. 15, rather. St. John 15. It's beautiful how he was explaining to them, this is what's going to happen. I'm going here, I'm going to be killed and suffer many things by these chief priests, scribes, Pharisees, and be killed. What does St. John 15 and 18 says?
If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me.
I don't hear too many ministers talk about how they hated Jesus, because only picture they paint Jesus is love, and he is love. He was love and is love. God is love. How many love God? But he is love. But yet he was hated. If they hated him, they hate God. And that's why so many hate the doctrine, because the doctrine is the word, and the word is God.
Yes.
And when you break the word down to ones, it don't look that appealing to them when they're not striving to do it. Is that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read. 19.
If ye were of the world, the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated
you. God plays that. He letting us know, this is going to happen to you. I'm going to be killed and suffer many things. They're going to do the same thing to you. If they hate me, they're going to hate you too. Read.
Remember the word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you.
So in other words, if I've suffered many things at the hands of the scribes and Pharisees, and they're striving to kill me, what do you think they're going to do to you? It's the same thing, but you don't hear many so-called Christians talking about that. Because most Christians, all they want, love. God is love, and they think because people love them back, they have God. They love them back because they're just like them.
Yes.
What does it say in the next verse?
If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also.
What?
But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake. Because they know not him that sent me.
They're doing all these things unto me. They're doing it to you for the word's sake. Because that's his name. And they don't know the word. And they don't know God. Let's go back there. St. Matthew's rather. 16:21. Let's read that again. We read about how Jesus was trying to tell his disciples. He was telling his disciples today the same thing. I'm going to be killed and suffer many things. Because we suffer many things from the elders, these ministers. Chief priests, whatever you want to call them. Read it again.
From that time forth began Jesus to show his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day.
What?
Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee,
Lord. Well, wait a minute. When you go to these chief elders and priests and these different ones, well, I'm keeping God's commandments. We kind of rebuke you. Don't take all that. That's done away with. They want to fight you. Because they know when you talk about living holy and keeping God's commandments, that's something they're not doing. You can read what you're supposed to do. But what they go by is what Jesus just says love. And the only understanding of love they have is a carnal understanding. Because the Lord said, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's a clear definition of it. But Peter rebuked him. What did he say?
This shall not be unto thee.
That's what they say. You don't have to. Why do you have to go? Do you have to go every Sabbath? Oh, so y'all don't observe no holidays. They have a problem with it. Same thing.
Same thing.
And why? What did he say?
But he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me.
The things we do for God, keeping God's commandments, not having God's before God, is an offense to someone that don't know God. It's an offense to the carnal mind that's not seeking God. It's an offense to the carnal mind that think they have God and don't. It's offensive. Those are things that's savory to God. To be killed. That's what God wants to come here for. To be killed. Isn't that beautiful? What did he say?
For thou savorest not the things that be of God.
Peter didn't know no better. He didn't know that. But like I say, when you say, well, no, I got to go to church tonight. I'm going. Don't y'all take it. You don't celebrate birthdays? It's offensive to them. But they don't savor those things. It's because they don't know him. Read.
But those that be of men.
But those that be of men. Mm-hmm. Let's go to 1 Peter 2 and 4. We want to savor the things that be of God. That's what we're here for.
Right, right.
And if we don't have those things brought to our attention, keep us stirred up, looking that way, we'll never get there.
You're right, Pastor. You're right.
It's a constant, it's constant reminder.
Yes, it is.
That we're here.
Thank God.
For one purpose.
Yes. Right.
It's to please God.
Yes.
Striving to keep his commandments.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
First Peter 2 and 4, what does it say?
For if God spared not the angels.
First Peter 2 and 4.
Thank God. To whom coming as unto a living stone disallowed.
So wait a minute. Jesus was a living stone. He was alive in God. That's why the Lord didn't mind him dying, because he wasn't going to kill a spirit. He was alive. Right. And God don't mind us dying out of the natural and the carnal, because if we got the spirit, that's what's going to leave with God, right? Yes. But to whom coming, as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, what?
But chosen of God and precious.
Because he was chosen of God, but men didn't want to accept him. They hated him. It's the same thing today. They hate what we stand for.
Yes, they do.
If a person don't like what you stand for,
that's right.
But the carnal mind tries to separate them. How did it do that? The carnal mind wants you to leave the cross. Now, be my brother and sister who you are. Be carnal with me. Get off that cross. You can't do that.
That's right. That's right.
Because we're making a spiritual sacrifice. Isn't that beautiful? What?
Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house.
Spiritual. In other words, we are what? Rebuilding our spirit.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Unto God. It's rebuilding it.
Yes.
What?
And holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. God is accepting our sacrifice, but it's built up a spiritual house unto God. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Romans 12 and 1. Those are the things that God saved. We want to keep that in our mind. That's what we're here for. And if you keep it in your minds, things you would do, you say, I don't need to do that. Wean ourselves from the things that are not savory, from the things that are offensive to God. Isn't that beautiful? 12 and 1, what does it say?
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice.
Now wait, make sacrifices while you're alive in God.
Yes.
Make a living sacrifice. Don't wait till you leave here. Mm-hmm. We talk about pleasing God. We talk about having the things that God gives the things we need. Look at Lazarus. I mean, excuse me. Was it Lazarus the baker?
Yes.
Yes.
He was poor.
Yes.
He didn't have anything, yet he was rich.
Yes.
He didn't have anything, but he had God.
Yes.
He didn't have anything naturally so to really give up, but he had the spiritual.
Yes.
We got to be like that beggar. We can't have so much need for the natural. Our desire and need is for the spiritual, to please God. Isn't that beautiful? Read that again.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy.
All these things, the world can't catch that. First of all, if you don't make a spiritual sacrifice, you're not holy. Holy. Acceptable. What?
Unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Now, that's just reasonable. What?
And be not conformed to this world. But
so when we get to mind of the world, that's not savory to God. That's offensive to God. Because, we, like I say, what y'all doing for the... Just another day. That's offensive to them. But it's savory to God. When you can say, ah, it's just another day. Why should you say that? Because when they say, when you talk about the Sabbath, well, I work on Sunday. Sabbath don't mean nothing to them. Why should we be afraid to say, hey, ain't nothing? Been there and done that. Hey, don't mean nothing to that now. What's wrong with that? But be not conformed to this world, what?
But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
So we want our minds renewed. That's what God savors, a renewed mind.
Yes.
All the choices we had before, put those aside.
Yes.
Striving to make good, savory choices. To the world, that's too much. But for God, it's not. That's what happened many times. Followers of God, they get pitiful because somebody's going through something. Oh, they can't, you know... Leave somebody, let God do it. Because that might be what you need to go through to make you.
Isn't
that beautiful? Let's go to the ninth verse. What does it say?
Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good.
Isn't that beautiful? Cleave to that which is good.
Yes, Pastor.
That means if your companion ain't right, you want to cleave to God. What difference does it make if your companion can't see? When God said, kill your companion, what difference? Because they're dizzy. You looking at me tonight, but you didn't look at me Tuesday because you kept your eyes that way because of that man right over there. You had no power, but you're looking tonight. Why are you looking tonight? You wouldn't look another night when he was coming forth, when I was going forth. That's power over you. That ain't savory to God. That's evil. Read it again.
Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor
that. So although we ain't gonna allow somebody else's life to tear down our holiness. Stay with love. And if they can't get with it, you just journey on. What?
Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good.
So I'm going to cleave to the leader.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to cleave to those that with leadership.
Yes.
When you're not leading, I'm going to wean away from you. I'm going to separate myself from you. That's what God wants to see. What did he say? If you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father. Because somebody's body there, you can't get loose. That's not the place to be. That's not savory. That's offensive to God.
Yes, it is.
Read.
Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love.
Oh, wait a minute. That's brotherly love. Elder called today, called Elder Batiste, and said, I'm dizzy, I'm not coming to church. Pray for me, right?
Right.
I said, we'll be praying. That's brotherly love. I don't have no desire for no one to have bad days. I don't have no desire for that. I'm not looking for that. I ain't like Jonah. So I'm going to help you. I'm not doing that. But it's for us to take a stand. And listen, this is for broadcast for anybody that's listening, striving to live for God. This ain't about this house. Because God told everything was going on in the house through the scriptures. He wasn't hiding anything. I ain't got nothing to hide. Read.
In honor preferring one another.
So you want to be kindly affectioned, want to know the brotherly love, but in honor, prefer that one with honor over someone that don't have the head less honor. That's where you want to be. Honor preferring one another. What?
Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the
Nothing Lord. Wrong with being fervent in spirit. That's another thing. The enemy will try to dupe all of us. Why are you talking to me like that? What's wrong with being fervent?
Yes,
that's what the scripture says.
Yes, Pastor.
Fervent in spirit.
Yes.
Fervent is not mad, it's not angry.
Yes.
It's just passionate about what you believe in.
Right.
Come on, just come. Give me something.
All right.
Guys, I want you to be hot or cold.
Beautiful.
Not lukewarm. Give me a break. Read.
Beautiful. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer.
What?
Distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
Bless them which persecute you.
All these things God is pleased with. These things God savor. He said, bless them that persecute you. And this body is not walking orderly. You just say, well, Lord, bless them to come to understanding.
Yes.
I'm praying for you, that you get understanding. And guess what else I'm praying for? God, if you need to get them to teach them, get them. But I'm for your good. I'm not to get them to destroy them. If that means to get them for the good, to teach them something, do it.
Yes.
That's what we're praying for. We all want to make it.
Yes, Pastor.
Read.
Rejoice with them that do rejoice and weep with them that weep.
What?
Be of the same mind one toward
another. Same, in other words, if I'm going to be just with you, I want to be just with you.
Right.
If I'm going to be just with you, I need to be just with her.
Right.
And everybody that's around me. Just.
Justice.
What?
Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own
ways. As I say again, as we are walking along as brothers and sisters, and you hear ones talking out the way. Oh, they got so much wisdom and talking things that's against the teaching or before God. He said, you know what, you talk like that. You need to shut that down. Because many times we walk around judging things, we ain't the power to judge, and more importantly, you're judging for a time. It's not our job to be judging things. It's one thing you say, you know what, it was a little strange, but I'm gonna leave that and go about your business. Not get on the phone, you call up your bud. Yeah, wasn't that strange? And just goes on and on. And there's no remedy to it. If you want to talk about something, get an answer or a remedy, talk to leadership. Because other than that, you just talk, just going in circles. And you are offending the mind and you're offending God. Let's go to, you read 17 verse?
No, not yet. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men.
I ain't got no mind to be what you call it? Recompense evil for evil. We don't do that here. If you don't want to obey, that's going to be on you. And I'm not looking back trying to preach doom on nobody, but I do understand you should obey. Now, let's go to Matthew's again. Let's go back there. The things that are savory to God, many times, is things that we are used to finding offense with. Always trying to help somebody get out of a situation instead of letting God do it. Because many times we should go through these things to be made. Read it again. Matthew 16:23.
But he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God.
As I say, as the scripture says, there was no beauty that we should desire him. We want to make sure we're not there. Mm-hmm. Learn to embrace the things that we have to go through, hardships and things, and not complain about it, but thank God for it. Yes. I was talking to El Batiste, I think today or yesterday. We don't want to be in a fantasy world. There's nobody here the age they were when they came in. Don't think as you get older, you're not going to have no problems. At get all, I said, oh, my finger hurting. Well, you're 70 years old. It should maybe be hurting. That's it, right. Never hurt before.
That's right, Pastor.
God is not going to heal you of everything. Yes. And if God wanted to heal you of many conditions, he could have healed Sister V of condition when she, day one, that wasn't the point. He wanted to know if you want to serve me. That's the point. When he came and that woman was bent over for 20 plus years, she was waiting on her deliverance. It don't say she knew the Messiah was coming, whether the Messiah was coming or not. There was a lot of people that didn't get healed. But are you willing to wait? God had physicians. They didn't tell Luke, okay, now you come to God, drop that physician. We don't need that no more. He didn't say that.
No.
If God didn't heal through natural things, why would he tell the man, go wash your eyes? Or do so-and-so at the pool of Siam and take a little spittle and put it on your eye. Why would he do that? Because God can heal you just by the speaking. He don't have to lay hands on you. He don't have to touch you. He didn't have to put a fig on Hezekiah. He said, put a fig on that boil. He didn't have to do that. He could have said, just pray for him. Going away. But he's showing you, God got many ways to heal. What difference does it make if you wait on it? Just wait on it.
Yes.
Never too early.
Never too late.
Never too late. I heard that the day and I couldn't believe who was singing. I was wild as I could be. My notes were all over the place. That's all youth. Well, wait a minute. Why am I saying that? Because a lot of things we all did when we were younger in here, we can't do it now. But you don't fall. God said, oh, Lord, keep my voice like it. It ain't going to be like that now. Could be, but it ain't God's plan. God's plan is for us to be saved and to savor the things that be God. That's God's plan.
Yes.
Oh, still look like I'm 20. I don't think so. What are we reading? What are we reading?
23.
I don't want to get off the beaten path here.
Yeah.
What am I reading?
23.
Oh, 23. Read it.
For thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men.
Those that be of men. Let's go to Ephesians 5 and 1. One of the things God, he came in telling us, deny yourself. Mother, father, deny yourself. If you can't do that, you can't be my disciple. He was telling us we had to die. Out of the things that we held so dear. Ephesians 5 and 1. And this is what I understand is the most important thing to get and to stay in the kingdom. If you don't have this, you ain't going to be in there. You ain't going to stay in there. 5 and 1 says what?
Be therefore followers of God as dear children.
Didn't the Lord say, this is my beloved son whom I'm well pleased? Because Jesus was a dear child. He said, I do always those things that please him. Well, you find out the things that savory to God. It may be offensive to one that don't understand the plan. You ain't got to understand the plan. Whatever the Lord say, we're with that. That's savory. I got to go do something. That's savory. No, I'm a weak star. I don't have to go through all of that. It's savory. You might not be able to say, but somebody should be able to say, that's God, what you're supposed to do. That's savory. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Mark 10:13. We don't have a childlike spirit. I'm going to say it again. I don't want to be around nobody that don't act like they should.
Right.
Because when you're around them, you're going to start acting like
that
them.
Is so true.
I mean that. So you can believe it or not.
Oh, yes.
Right. True.
You're right.
Anytime you're comfortable with something, that's the way you're going to start acting.
Right.
Right.
Yes, Pastor.
Matthew 16, Mark 10 and 13.
And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them.
Now listen, that's a parable. They brought young children. Who do you think brought the children? Huh? The parents did. You and I are parents of the firstborn.
Yes. Thank God.
We got to bring our spirit to God and let God touch us.
Beautiful.
And when we do, don't let somebody else get a spirit because you got a child like mine. What you doing? Oh, you got to ask Pastor, what cereal?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Well, I'm the parent. I want to make sure my firstborn get what he needs. Want to make sure that firstborn get a blessing.
Yes. Beautiful, Pastor.
You have to bring your spirit.
Yes, Lord.
And let's not get so macho. I can't talk to Pastor by myself. Pastor, now you're going to talk with the counselors. I know when to be separate.
Yes, right.
Now, if you want to talk about the shorts you wear, that's different.
Yes, Pastor.
That's right. We can talk with them too, Lord. You don't get into details here. Bring that child. Bring that firstborn.
Right.
God, thank God.
Yes. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased.
Because that's what happened. One have a zeal to be child, and the enemy getting in your mind. You got to do all that. I'll take all that. Yeah, it does. That's why it says, suffer the children to come. Why would I say, don't come to me, ask me about what cereal. If you need to ask me what cereal to eat, I'll listen to you.
Right.
It's like paying your bill. If your bill is $309.98, why would you give me $309?
Right.
What would you give me?
$310.
That's the best thing, isn't it?
Yes.
You can't give your pastor $2?
Two cents.
Mm-hmm. 2 cents? No, I got to give you $309 and some change. Really? But that's bad when you forget the 98 cents altogether. Somebody giving you a bill. Don't you pay attention to what you're supposed to do? Read.
But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God.
That's what the kingdom of God is made of. Childlike spirit. Those that are hungry for God. Those that need guidance. Not somebody to think they got it already. Let's go. You read down the 16th verse, read a little further.
Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter.
Is that what it says? Ain't no gray area there. You got to have a childlike mind. When you have a childlike mind, that means you do what you're told to do. Let's go. Read next verse. What does it say?
And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed
them. Just blessed them. They didn't come out of his arm. Hallelujah. They didn't do all that. Just blessed them.
Thank God.
He didn't say they start speaking in tongues. No spirit went on them. Just blessed them. That's the same thing. When you bring yourself to God about things, you get a blessing. You got to walk away and say, hallelujah, ooh, that was so, but you get a blessing. The blessing is being childlike. Because that's what pleased God, not what you want or what you're going to get.
Right.
Let's go to Genesis 4 and 9. Let's go there.
Right.
God in his wisdom, everything that you go through, you can go to Genesis and find it right there.
Right.
And you can find it with Cain and Abel. You can find it with the man and the woman. Genesis 4 and 9.
And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not.
Liar, what?
Am I my brother's keeper?
That's smart aleck
sure.
stuff. That's sarcastic. A child don't talk like that to the parent. If I had told my brother, where's your brother? Am I my brother's keeper? If I had said to my father, I would not be talking to you today. Not out of these lips.
No.
And don't nobody try to call the police on my father. He's gone. That's abuse. I'm gonna get him. I can get you from where. I can get it for you. No, I don't know. That was no abuse. That was wisdom.
Sure.
That'd be the
respect and honor.
Am I my brother's keeper? There ain't no childlike spirit.
No,
no, it's
Read.
And he said, "What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the
ground." Isn't that something? Now, like I say, everything consists of God. Even the blood talks to God. It cried unto him. You think about it. Everything consists of God. Everything. God communicates with everything, whether it's got a soul or not. You know what that old soul will be communicating to? Because that's how powerful God is. See, your blood cried unto me from the ground. Read it again.
And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground.
But wait a minute. The same thing today. What we do, it cries out from the ground. You know what? Your brother and sister are going to tell it. Because the ground is you and I.
Beautiful.
The things we do when it's not pleasing God, it cries out. And somebody going to hear it and going to tell God about it. Isn't that beautiful? God already knew about it.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Let's go to Proverbs 20 and 11. The scripture is right any way you read it.
Yes.
You ain't got to read it right. It's still right.
Yes.
20:11 Proverbs, what does it say?
Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right.
Cain was known from a child who he was. Now, the scriptures don't get into all of that, but that's why God began to correct him when he made his offering. Now, why do you think he didn't correct him before then? Because you don't correct somebody that's in sin. But when he began to live for God, and you're going to bring something to God, I'm bringing you an offer, you're starting to live for God,
right.
Now it's time to be corrected.
Yes.
But when you're going to be corrected, why would you be sarcastic?
Right.
That old nature was standing up. He had to lose that.
Yes.
He tried, he talked about it, but it didn't work.
Right.
Let's go to... Genesis 21 and 8. Let's go there. Thank God.
Yes, it is.
It's a little flying rope here. I know that a lot won't be understanding this. You know, I could care less what they think.
Oh,
they got turmoil in the church. Listen, what church don't?
That's right.
Whether it be of God or not, that's life.
That's life, exactly.
But we ain't gonna pretend like we don't have problems.
Right.
Anybody viewing this, they gonna be able to understand how to solve problems.
Because
we're gonna let you know just how to do that.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful, yeah.
And they ain't gonna do it unless you're gonna keep God's commandments. Genesis 21 and 8, what did it say?
And the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned.
What?
And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking.
As I say, when you come to God, all of us, the shepherd sees just what your problems are when you first come in. You can see it. And that's what the teaching is for. Yes. Let's start correcting you to deny yourself. Because
yes.
If you don't, it's going to get you, overtake you.
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
Yes.
Read.
Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with
Isaac. That's the church. That's the woman.
Yes.
The church is trying to explain to the father, he can't be heir. Now, you know why God accepted it? Because she's the church. What you bind will be bound, and what you don't will be loose. Not so much that she was the leader, but Sarah represents the church.
Yes.
Abraham represents the father.
Yes.
Beautiful, Pastor.
He said, don't be upset with her. What did he say in the next verse?
And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son.
And it should be. Wait a minute. Even when we're not pleasing,
you can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write MLS at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323 388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.